I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Back to the Tommy John Show. It is October 6th. Eddie Van Halen has died today, sadly, and the President of the United States has COVID-19, and we're here at 9:40 p.m. We don't sleep. I just want to put that out there. We don't sleep because it is the cousin of death. As Nas has said, the rapper Nas. How you doing, Dan? How's it going?
I'm doing well. That's a lot to take in, though. I heard about Eddie Van Halen through someone at work. Someone was just like, yeah, this person died. This person died. It's like, yeah, Van Halen died. Like, what? When? It's like, today.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Van Halen has a sweet spot in my heart because it's actually the first, like, they're kind of, they had a CD like called Best of Both Worlds, because at one point they had David Lee Roth as the lead singer, then Sammy Hagar, and it was like a combination of like the greatest hits of both eras, and that was my first CD. So I listened to that ad nauseum when I was like fifth, sixth grade. So big Van Halen fan, and Eddie Van Halen was a fucking master. And he'll be missed. I mean, he had cancer for a very long time.
Yeah, it was cancer.
Yeah, no. I'm saying it was like a long time he had it. Like, because I remember hearing the news that he had it like years and years ago. I can actually look up how long he had it. But how you been doing?
I've been doing good. Today was the doozy at the DMV. I do not like the DMV.
Oh, no,
because
yeah.
The DMV people, I feel like they hide behind there's no reason for them to be so like dismissive. So I went to the DMV because I had to get my license because I lost my license. I had to go get a new license and I had to get a certified driver's abstract in order to do that, which you can only get in the mail. So I had to send in for that. So I've been waiting for the past 3 weeks for this thing in the mail, and it got lost in the mail. So,
oh, great.
Weirdly, my dad gets pictures of the mail emailed to him, like what he's going to get in the mail.
That's strange.
I don't know, but he sent me a text saying, oh, your thing is coming. He saw in the mail that it said California DMV. So I was like, cool. Then it doesn't show up that day.
Yeah.
Then it doesn't show up the next day. And my dad's like, well, what is the point of it? Because the point of the thing is they send a picture of what your mail is supposed to be that day, so you know if something has been stolen from your mail. I guess that's I don't know why my dad has it, but so they took it and put it in, because my parents lived at another house.
Yeah.
They took it and put it in a pile for the other house, even though it has, I wrote my address on it, the only address I've ever lived at, not their house. And it got thrown in a pile, which got thrown on the side. My dad had to go, because I didn't actually have to deal with it. He was very angry because of this whole email thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he went, it was somewhere at the post office. But so I got that. And then today I went to the DMV and I brought my birth certificate, my passport, a bank statement, and two credit card statements, and my like registry for my voting thing. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I got 6 points. I knew I did. I looked over what I needed. I get there, and the girl's like, yeah, you don't have 6 points. I was like, what are you talking about? Uh-huh. She was just like, oh, you need your social security. You need something with your social security number on it. I was like, no, I have the sheet. It says right here, you need one of these, which is 4, which was a birth certificate, a passport. And then you need one, the other ones, which was proof of insurance or proof of address. Yeah. And a bank statement. And that was one. And then you could use the other points could be filled in by, like, you could get them anywhere else. Yeah. To get to 6. But you needed a 4 and a 1 specifically. There was ones that you said it said you needed. I made sure I had them. And the girl was just like, no, I'm sorry. And I was like, she's like, I'm like, no, I have them. She's like, you don't. I'm telling you, it's the law. These are the, like, and I'm like, what? Can I speak with, I was like, can I speak with someone else? Because I had been waiting. I got there at 6:30 in the morning.
Oh yeah, it's been a nightmare.
They don't open till 8. And I was number 74.
Jesus Christ.
So you're not legally supposed to be on state property. I was talking to the security guard. He was like, yeah, I can't tell you what time to get here. I can't tell you before 8 o'clock because... But if you get there at 8, you most likely – they only have 200 spots for the day.
Jeez.
So if you get there – I went there once at 8 when they open, and they're like, yeah, we're filled up.
Jeez.
I was like, yeah. Insane. This has been a month and a half process.
Yeah. So did you talk to somebody else?
Yeah, I got another woman, and I explained. I like was like, look, I have the thing. Here's what I have, and – she was like, yeah, he's good. She's like, oh, okay.
So the other lady was just giving you shit for no reason? Or what's the deal?
And then she was real, like, she wrote a little smiley face and said, like, approved by Cindy because it wasn't approved by her on it. Because then I had to get sent to another person to get where she checked all of my things. Because it's from another state, because I lost it from another state, it's so much harder. It's insane. So, because someone in line, like there was a woman handing out, like you fill out your address and stuff in line, and she was like, "Oh, you can't get that here." And I was like, "I know I can. I've talked to people last time I was here. They said all I needed was a certified driver." Oh, she's like, "Oh, you have a certified driver's abstract." I was like, "Yes." She's like, "Okay, yeah, you can get that here." I was like, "All right." Don't send me home. Like I wasn't leaving.
Yeah.
But I got it. I got my license.
Oh, you got your license? Hell yeah, man. That is good.
Yeah.
First of all, do you think the first girl was like a fan of the show? Or, I don't
know. Do you think who was a fan of the show?
The girl was giving you a hard time.
Maybe she was a fan of the show.
She heard some of your controversial opinions.
She wanted tickets.
On snacks.
No,
she won tickets.
Discounts on tickets.
Yeah, well, we're not doing live shows yet. Well, that's pretty wild. Good thing that you got that done and finished. We are all very happy. Sounds like a pain in the ass. The DMV is a nightmare.
Don't go. And I still got to go there at least one more time.
Yeah.
To get my registration. And
oh, God.
It's going to be fun times.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a nightmare in normal times, and it's just heightened right now.
Yeah, because just like the girl was just so just kind of like smiling, like sorry, there's nothing I can do. It's the law, and I'm like, how can't all of these things prove that I am who I am? I was like, I was trying to like explain. I was like, can I have your? I meet your requirements, and she's like, I'm sorry, you don't. It's the law.
And who decided the 6 points rule? You know,
I don't know. We'll make it 6. I don't know. Just grab random shit. Make it their birth certificate.
Yeah, this one's worth more, but that one's worth less. I mean, how many people are trying to jump through? I mean, like if you are able to fake 2 things. You should be able to fake.
And one of them's a passport. If the other's my birth certificate.
Yeah. If you're able to fake 2 things, you should be able to fake the rest of the thing. It's not like, It's either you're trying to jump through those hoops or you're not, you know?
I made the mistake of not bringing my Social Security number. If I brought my Social Security card, it would have been, I just didn't.
Yeah.
This morning, like, it was the one thing I didn't, I had a whole pile of stuff.
Yeah.
It was so frustrating, but anyway.
But, all right, well, that's good that that's over with.
Good start to the day.
By the way, Eddie Van Halen has been battling cancer on and off since the year 2000. It's 20 years. He had been you know, put in remission back and forth, but I think a little over a year ago he got like lung cancer came back pretty bad, and that's what did him in. But
that's crazy.
R.I.P. That to Eddie 20s, Van Halen.
20 is a long time to have
it cancer. It is. And fun fact about Eddie Van Halen is, so him and his brother were in the band Van Halen. His brother was on the drums. When they first started playing music together, it was switched. He played drums and his brother played guitar, and they switched because I think they were either better at the other thing or just enjoyed the other thing better. Now, obviously, if you have that much talent, it doesn't really matter. But
just put it won't somewhere and it'll be great.
Yep. But yeah, man. So before I get into going to Maine, I wanted to give a little nugget, a little morsel of a story before we get there. If you're ready for it, I'm gonna. So, you know, like oversharers.
Oversharers,
like people who like to over, like just kind of like, oh, they just like, you know, those people is like just waiting to tell people some shit about themselves.
Yeah, like me with the DMV.
Well, I mean, you're a co-host on a podcast. I mean, you're supposed to talk about.
I was just waiting to tell you that.
Yeah, but you know, like the people, like even when you know at the liquor store, people come in, it's like, well,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
You say how you're doing as like a kind of a courtesy, like, and then they're like, well, you know, in 1947,
you don't know are oversharers, like that kind of thing, because
yes. anyway, so I have this neighbor. He's a really nice guy. Kind of probably like our parents' age in the 50s, 60s area. But we were taking a walk before our trip, and he stopped us and he was driving up the hill and he stopped and he's like, hey, how's it going? Like, oh, how you doing? And then it was like that. Well, I'm on my way back from the hospital. I'm like, oh, Jesus. Okay. All right. How you doing? Like, you okay? He's like, well, you know, he goes this long, long spiel. He's like, you know, I was working and I just kind of got this tight pain in my chest. And I'm like, this doesn't really feel right. I'm like, yeah, it doesn't sound good at all. And he's like, yeah, but I kind of ignored it. You know how us guys are. He kind of tried to do that. I'm like, yeah, definitely. I ignore things all the time. I'm probably ignoring half this conversation. and he's like, yeah, but then it continued a couple of days. And eventually, you know, then he just kind of like adds like details to the story that you just don't need. He's like, I work in this municipality and like I used to walk around town, but then people start recognizing me. So,
very like, okay. Yeah.
So I went over to the next town. I just walk around a graveyard. I'm like, cool. Great. That's cool. And he's like, you know what? And then one day I was doing that and I was like, man, this is getting too bad. And I called the doctor and they're like, oh, that sounds, because he's like, I'm having chest pains. It's like, you know, in the COVID times, right? You know, chest pains could be kind of a symptom. They're like, you need to get to the ER right away. And they're like, what's your nearest ER? And he's like, he said Morristown, which is, Morristown's a pretty affluent area, like nice area, but it's kind of a city, right?
Mm-hmm.
But not really. And he's like, but I didn't really want to go there because it's kind of like urban. Like, okay, like hardly urban. He's like, I didn't want to hang out with like the drug addicts. He's like, said it like whispered it. He's like, drug addicts and, you know, chicks, like those two. He's just worried about them. And we're like, yeah, sure. You don't want
so many of those.
Yeah. So, and then
around.
So he tells me, he goes, and it's like, oh, he has like this arrhythmia or whatever, kind of like this, like off kilter heartbeat. We're like, oh, that's crazy. He's like, yeah, they say, you know, we got to keep an eye on it. And they gave me some drugs, etc. He's like, it's, and he's like, then he just kind of goes off. It's like, it's crazy because it happened right around my birthday, which, like, you know, because I wear this Fitbit. And we're like, oh, cool. Like, that's cool that that's why you saw. He's like, my heart rate had been great. And then right around my birthday, it started spiking. And that's when I noticed. I'm like, that's crazy. And, you know, and that as soon as he said his birthday, my mind just kind of went going, because, you know, deductive reasoning. I want to kind of like figure out why it happened. You know, coincidences are rarely truly coincidences. So I'm like, my, and it's like, and then eventually, you know, after he overshares for, you know, 30 minutes.
You listen to him for 30 minutes?
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's nice. It's like, it's hard. He's like, it was hard to get away from him. And we're walking down the hill, and I'm like, honestly, I bet his wife gave him some fucking banging birthday dome and just knocked his heart into an off-kilter rhythm. I'm like, holy shit, man. I was like, damn. Like, I don't even want to say her name on the podcast, but she's got some, she's got that salt and pepper shaker, gawk gawk, as they say.
Who says that?
we Stanley. Stanley says that.
Stanley says that. Stanley agrees.
I mean, Stanley agrees with me, but yeah, no, that was a little nugget. It was a pretty weird conversation, but. It's kind of he's definitely next door right
there's,
now.
There's those people are everywhere. And it's funny because you, like, I used to just keep going. Mm-hmm. But when you live in a city, there's also just crazy people.
Oh, 100%.
So you're like, I don't know if this is a crazy person or like just a person who just wants to open up and talk. Because there's this, when I walk the dog in the morning, there's this woman who is, she may be just really nice, but I think she's crazy. Because she just keeps talking, like, yeah, I had $500,000 and I want to open up a dog. Like, I have a dog thing. She's like, I want to open up a dog therapy shop. And, but then I lost all my money and. She just can go on, like, and on and on and on, and she'll just keep talking. I don't need to really talk. She'll be like, what kind of dog is this? I don't really know. I just walk the dog. Oh, yeah. You do that for money? Yeah, you know, just for, yeah, I had a lot of money. She will tell me this, like, the same story about how she got all this money and somehow she lost it. Different ways. It's different ways every time. She does tell me she every time she sees, because I see this woman all the time, and I've seen my mom get caught, because my mom walks in the morning too.
Good for her.
Get caught talking to her, and my mom will just be like, yeah, oh yeah. Like, and you'll get caught in like a 15, 20 minute conversation. If you're not me, I just keep, like, with the dog, it's okay, because she'll just kind of like walk away. And it's like, oh, the dog, it's going to go that way. I guess you got to, you can walk with, actually, don't walk with me. I have to go with the dog.
Yeah, just, I mean, it's like, they just kind of find anything, right?
To
just,
well, like, I mean, also, I think when you get older, if you don't really have, like, family, you just, like, you want to talk to people. You're just like, hey, hi, I want to tell you my life.
Yeah, you'll be like walking down the street with like an ice cream cone. Like, oh, what kind of flavor is that? And you're like, oh, it's raspberry. You know, raspberries are kind of like blackberries. And, you know, my grandfather had a blackberry farm. And they just say they kind of just go off.
It's funny, though, because also I've met old people that lie. Like, and it's funny to think, like, this one guy I know, he just makes stuff up. He was in the Navy, but he tells, like, he says he was a frogman and how he got a harpoon through his wrist. He has, like, this little scar. What? And he's like, he was telling me, because he will get to talking. He's like, I'm going to write a book. Because he was like, yeah, my back. He just talked. He's the one that would just talk to me. He's like, my back got messed up from a nuclear missile they were disarming underwater that exploded.
Oh.
And it.
That's how he messed up his back.
Yeah. And they told him he would never. They were like, he'll never walk again. But he said.
You also grow three other legs. I'm sorry.
And I found out from his wife, because his wife, she used to help take care of my grandpa. And she was just flat out like, yeah, don't listen to what he says. He fell off a ladder and like broke his hip. And that's why, because he was like limping, because I think I had come back from a run and he was at the house one time. And he's like, oh, you run? I can't really run anymore because of my hip. And then he went into the story about how he disarmed.
Yeah, I was in Chernobyl, missile. And my hip got hurt.
But it's he tells some stories.
Oh yeah,
I bet. Just like, and he either no prompting, just he will tell a story. And this guy is a substitute teacher.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
But
you know, I mean, I wish I had substitute teachers like that, honestly. But you know how like the teachers would come back and they'd be like, I have never gotten so many negative comments from my substitute teacher.
Like,
I bet the teacher comes back from that guy being the substitute, the regular teacher comes back after that guy was subbing, and it's like, I have never gotten so many obviously insane false stories from this guy. He said you guys all beat him down and
with lightsabers
and broke his hip, and that's why he can't run so well anymore. I said,
and
sir,
now we have to pay his severance. Yeah, or his medical leave.
Yeah. But this actually ties into something a little bit that I was going to talk about a little bit later, but I'm going to skip to it. Just like crazy people in general. And it's like at one point at the tail end of our trip, we were in Portland, Maine, which is a great, great city. I love Portland, Maine. It's one of my favorite cities. I would love to live there at some point. And there's just something about it. Like even the crazy people are just like, they just wouldn't survive in other cities because like the crazier people would probably murder them. For example, we woke up one morning and we're like, all right, let's get some breakfast. Looked at this breakfast place. Oh, that looks pretty good. We stopped there and they're like, all right, yeah, probably like 15 minute wait. All right, cool. We'll take a walk around the block. We take a walk around the block. We make a left and we're going down and we just start hearing this music. I'm like, as you get closer, here's Eminem. And there is a crazy person sitting in front of a building with a large speaker, like a pretty much like a speaker you would use for like a PA system. He's blasting Eminem, and sitting there with a plate of food, which looked to be, this is 9:30 a.m. by the way, in the morning, a plate of curly fries. And he's just nodding and kind of singing along to the song. And just walked by. I'm like, wow, this is the kind of crazy person I love. He is so bold. I think, like in the Bronx, he would have been murdered as soon as he like at 9:30 a.m. He would have been murdered.
Easily. Or his curly fries.
Yeah, or I mean, like I don't. His curly fries would not have lasted. At least, I thought that was amazing. But I digress. That was that's a head in the trip. Yeah, no, Maine was great. Maine's great. Love Maine. We started off by going up towards Bar Harbor, which is where Acadia National Park is. And we stayed in a little town called Surrey. Ooh, Surrey.
Surrey.
Ooh, Surrey. Surrey, Maine. And we had a cute little Airbnb, which is kind of like on this, it's almost like a, not like a compound, but like a, the property has multiple like cabins. And the owner of them, his name's Alan, I'll say it. He is a musical therapist. So in our little Airbnb, it's like a tiny cabin. It had a piano and like a gong and like a weird mandolin thing. So like, obviously he said it used to be his office. This Alan character was quite strange. We went to the address where it took us, and it's like, it took us in the middle of nowhere. I'm like, I call Alan. I'm like, hey, or he calls me. And I actually think it's my super from my apartment, because we had something go wrong right before we left. So I put in like a maintenance request. I'm like, I get this call from his number. I don't really recognize it. I'm like, he's like, hello, Thomas. And I'm like, yeah, Dennis. He's like, no. And he goes, this is Alan, Thomas. And then immediately starts talking to me like I'm a child. Thomas, are you near? I'm like, yeah, I think we showed up at the wrong place. It took us to like, it was supposed to be on Crossroad, and for some reason it's taking us to Cross Point Road. He's like, I do not know where that is, Thomas.
I like how this guy talks.
And I'm like, okay, well, let me just try to re-enter it. And he's like, listen to me, Thomas. I'm like, yes.
I feel like this guy's gonna murder you.
Yeah, it was very murdery vibes. I was like, this guy's got a bad, like, I was starting to get mad, because I internalized it. I was like, all right, this guy needs to stop talking to me. Like, I'm a 6-year-old. The GPS took me here, man. And I'm like trying to explain to him. I was like, you need to turn around, and we are past the village of Surrey, and we go down that road, and you will get to a corner, and then you will see. And I'm like, all right, got it, whatever. He's like, okay, call me when you're here. And, you know, we pull up. I eventually find where I'm supposed to go. It only took me another 5 minutes, and I got there 2 minutes later than exactly when I told him I would be there. Because, you know, I feel like most Airbnbs, you just show up.
Yeah.
And there's like a lock or whatever, yeah, like a lockbox or something.
You put the passcode in. That's most of the ones I've ever been to. Some I've had people check you in, but
probably like 95% of the ones I've done have been like that. But this is one of the ones, and like, whatever, it's fine. I think he hadn't been doing it very long. So if we get there, and like immediately, like I roll down the window and pulling up, he's like, I'm like, hey, Alan, how's it going? He's like, good. Thomas, now listen to me. I'm like, yeah. I need you to pull around over there, and you can park right there. I'm like, you got it. Okay, I'm going to grab a mask, and I will be over. I'm like, sounds good, Alan. He's like, okay. And he walks over, and he does that. And I want to at least assume that he's just on edge with all this nonsense going on. Maybe that's why
that could be. It turned it up for certain people, especially like germaphobes and people with like,
yeah,
have social anxiety and things anyway.
Yeah.
Like it's a reason to be like afraid of people.
Yeah. And, but like, I think it's just, he was just a super weird guy. Cause like the first thing he said, like when we were walking up to the door, he was going to show us the place. He's like,
beautiful skin.
Yeah. Beautiful skin. He's like, I have to say, you guys were here exactly when you said you were going to be here, and not many people are. I'm like, yeah, great. And so this tone that you're using, I mean, I didn't say this, but I was like, this tone you're using is not a scolding one. It's not,
yeah.
But He shows us the place, and he says some other weird stuff. Like, it sets down some rules that should be obvious to most people, but you never know. So I get it. But strange guy. The place was beautiful. And then we did Acadia, which is just, we did two really long hikes. One just like on the rocky coast of Acadia, which is, if you look at a map, you can see it's like a Bar Harbor / Acadia is an island right off the coast of Maine. And
no, that's not on my map.
No, not on your map?
No, this is a map of Tolkien's Middle-earth.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So we're kind of like the Grey Havens.
Where is that? Okay, perfect.
We did a nice long hike, and unfortunately it was kind of like foggy and a little rainy like the days we were there, but we woke up early enough the first day to do a hike, and it was awesome. It's just,
how was the temperature?
It was like it is here right now. Actually, not, it was pretty mild when we were there. We had a couple cold nights in Portland, but that was it. And then we did Cadillac Mountain, which is like the highest peak in Acadia. It was awesome. It was awesome. Beautiful pictures, and that stuff is all, it's just good to, it was just good to get some nature in.
Nature and brews.
Nature and brews.
And food.
Oh my god, the food?
Some delicious food.
Yeah, so in Bar Harbor, I sent you the picture of the lobster enchiladas.
Oh, yes. Those looked delicious, and that just sounds delicious. Lobster enchiladas.
We spent a lot of money, and we ate a lot of food, but it was all worth it. Oh,
you also went to Lobster Maine Company, or Maine Lobster?
Eventide Oyster Company.
Oyster Company. Lobster Maine Company.
The place with the lobster enchiladas, I saw it on the menu. And it was you can get a single for this or a double for that. Lobster is pretty expensive. It's too expensive, but it's delicious. So whatever, and it was vacation. And I just asked the lady, I'm like, is it worth getting the single or the double? She's like, well, the single's, they always are like, oh, the single's okay. But the double is it'll really make you full. Well, I guess I gotta be really full to really enjoy this meal. And it was amazing. It was just incredible. But we did Eventide Oyster Company, and that's in Portland. And if you're ever there, it's the best. It's the best.
The lobster rolls.
Their brown butter lobster roll, just insane. And I kind of
late.
It was only an hour. It was a Thursday, and it was kind of a little off season. So we just went to the brewery next door and had a few and walked over there. And I was like, I love this. This is my favorite place. I'm just going ham. I'm just going to order a shit ton of stuff. I was like, all right, we need 3 of the lobster rolls. We're going to get 12 oysters. We're going to try that chicken sandwich, and we're going to try this.
You eat oysters?
Yeah, I eat oysters.
Okay, I don't know. Some people don't like. So I eat oysters. I like oysters, but some people will not. And some people, because it's not really that they're. It's a weird taste. It's not.
Yeah.
It's mainly just horseradish, lemon, and a weird sea salty taste. Salty snot.
But yeah, basically.
Some people can't get over the consistency.
Which is understandable.
I know a lot of people, they're just I just don't want to do that. That just doesn't sound, why do I want to eat my food like that? I'm like, because it's cool. You just, especially if they're ice cold.
So refreshing. It's just I'm sure if you didn't put the cocktail sauce and the ice salt on there, you'd be able to tell the difference between the different bays,
the different
and seas they pull it from, but it's just fun to get them. They're good.
They're just so expensive. It's you could eat, 40 of them.
Oh yeah, easily.
There goes my bank account, my savings.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, in normal times, you want to catch like a buck a shuck kind of deal, but, you know.
Of good, but that's the problem. Like, it's always a, these are the ones I want to go a buck a shuck.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a buck a shuck, but you'll get E. coli and, you know, whatever. But yeah, even Tide Oyster Company's brown butter lobster roll is just
phenomenal.
And my, I was with my lady, and she doesn't like lobster or shrimp or anything like that. And she was like, this is amazing. So.
Oh, she ate the lobster roll?
Yeah, yeah. So yeah,
they really are. They if you're gonna, if you want a lobster roll and you want to know what a lobster roll is and try the best.
That's... Yeah, I mean, technically it's not like traditional. It's not like cold with mayonnaise, but like they're
but
it's so good.
It's what I want when I want a lobster roll.
Yeah,
like I know. Yeah, the traditional lobster roll is cold.
Mm-hmm. Like or the Connecticut lobster. One is just warm with like regular butter. But this is like
I like a warm lobster roll. That is a lobster roll to me.
Yep. And I mean, other than that,
you went to Nosh, right?
We did Nosh. We didn't. I don't think Nosh is really up to snuff as to like where it was when we were there, because I don't think COVID, like, I don't think people are really going as much in COVID, and they're kind of just, you know, just trying to survive, unfortunately. I mean,
yeah, it stinks.
But like I had my burger and I was like, this is good. But it's like, it wasn't, I mean, we were probably pretty in the bag when we went last time, but
we were.
Yeah.
It was not as bad as
we were when we went to Eventide last time, though, because we were really in the bag for that one.
Yeah, but that one, because we had the whole day to, like, we literally had to wait like 4 hours.
Like,
let's go drink. Let's go. And we didn't eat because we're looking for other just like food kind of. We weren't. TP was.
Yeah.
He was just like, I want to eat.
Yeah, you got like French fries, took forever at that dive bar, but that's neither here nor there. It was we ate some good food, went to a place called 4th Street, which is kind of like the restaurant that started like the foodie movement in Portland. It's kind of like farm to table. They have like a big grill in the middle. We ate outside, but I mean, like I had like this grill roasted, or like this wood fire roasted pollock, and we did like marinated squid and stuff like that. It was like the freshest seafood like on the East Coast is up there. It's like the best.
So is that where you're moving to?
I would love to. I gotta work on some things first to get the podcast off the ground. But
we're gonna be on a dirigible.
What was that?
We're gonna be on a dirigible from now on.
A dirigible?
Yeah. Hot air balloon?
I was like, I know that word, and I was like, what is that? That would be kind of crazy. The first dirigible podcast.
I just like saying it.
Finally did it.
Have you ever seen that movie with, what's his name? The guy who played Stephen Hawking. Eddie Redmayne, where he's like he goes up in a hot air balloon just to try and get the highest with the girl who played the Rogue One.
Wasn't she also in the Stephen Hawking movie with him?
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad. It's just like, it's like, they pitched it. All right, hot air balloon movie. All right, I'm in. Eddie Redmayne, I'm in.
Yeah, I mean he's a pretty boy. Yeah, he played like a kind of transgendered. Was that something? Yeah, I think he got nominated for that one. Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah, the Danish girl.
Yes, the Danish girl. It was about a girl who really loved Danishes.
Yep.
That's exactly. And then also him.
Check it out.
But I say, yeah, okay. So, yeah, Maine was great. It was awesome. I got two really quick nuggets for you before we get into kind of like a main topic, what we're going to touch on. When we got back from Maine, we had to kind of like get some food for the house. So we had to shop right. And, you know, so as you know, like, or a grocery store, for those people that don't know ShopRite, so sometimes these stores, they're equal opportunities. So they have, you know, people bagging the groceries that are, you know, at a disadvantage, disability people, which is fine. It's great. I think it's a good thing. And we had, we were checking out and we were at the point, like, it was incredible because we're checking out at the very, seemed to be the very breaking point, because this girl was obviously probably working with the other girl all day. We were at the breaking point of the cashier's patience with the bagger who, you know, had, you know, some problems. And, you know, I think everybody has a breaking point with it. It's like hard to kind of keep that going, you know. And the bagging girl is like, "Don't you hate Mondays?"
That's great.
And the girl's like, "Yeah, Mondays are the worst." It's like, it's so hard to wake up on Mondays. And the girl's like, and the cashier's like, "Yeah, it really is. Sometimes I think it's the hardest day to wake up, honestly." And she keeps going, and you can see the girl's like face just like fading, like into like, "Oh my God." And we're like getting ready to leave, and I just hear the girl going, "I really hate Mondays." And the girl's like, "Yep." I just wanted in that moment to make so many Garfield jokes that
I hate Mondays.
Why Mondays is just the worst? It's kind of sweet. It was nice. I mean, I just thought it was so funny that this girl was so caught up on Mondays, because that's something that she must have learned, that Mondays are bad. Because even for grocery store employees, I mean, they normally don't work like retail. You don't work like a normal Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, right? You work usually like a Sunday and Saturday sometimes is the busier days.
Grocery stores must, like, I thought about that literally, I think today when yesterday when I was in the grocery store, I was like, at McCaffrey's, they do so much business. All a a person does is just stand all day and scans your stuff. Guess when someone bags whoever's with them, they hang out with the whole day. So it's like, what? Yeah. Cause I was like, what if maybe this is what I want to do with my life.
Yeah. I mean, it was just funny. Cause like, you know, like, I mean, obviously I'm sure that, like, there was no breaking point. It's like, "I can't fucking take it. Yeah, Mondays suck, but you suck more," or something like that. But, like, you know, it was interesting to see the one girl's breaking point, like her just being like, "All right, I'm not going to just pretend to think that Mondays are the worst for the rest of the day." But it was pretty funny. And then one quick nugget. So today, I got lunch with my boss in Long Branch, and I actually dropped some beer off for Baggeroni and Spoonsy that I picked up in Maine. And we got lunch, and I was talking with my boss out by the car, and I see this guy like walk by, and like he's like grabbing his crotch. And like my boss's back is to it, so like he can't see it. So I'm just witnessing this guy like with a raging boner. Just like it was like you can see like the ridge of the tip of his penis.
Why were you staring?
Because I just saw him like kind of like adjusting. I'm like, what is that guy doing? Like, because it's not like a busy, it was like a neighborhood, right? It wasn't like a just a, you know, busy sidewalk. It's just a guy walking and he's like kind of like scratching under his armpit and then like adjusting. But he didn't look like a crazy, I mean, he obviously looked like a crazy person, but he didn't look like a homeless person or anything like that. He's just walking around just like this big old fucking boner, like this hog. Like, it wasn't even, he had like a piece. Like, I'm telling you, like, this guy, like,
I'm like, oh, yeah, I mean, shit. Yeah, you were how far away and you could notice it?
It's like 10 yards, and I'm like, I could see the ridge of the tip of his penis, like, through his jeans. Jeans, denim. So,
so no idea what my boss said, but
yeah, yeah, he was telling me something important, but all I could think about is, Mr. Big Cock Bagok or whatever his name was, but he's a cool dude.
Tap your boss, like, yo, look at this guy's dick.
But like, he
turn around
quick. But like, he looks like his manner was so shy. Which goes to show, it's like you could have a giant old fucking like schlongadong and just still be like a little timid little guy. Like, maybe he, like, you know, I don't know. It's crazy. Sometimes it's just, that's just the hand that you're dealt with.
We're not defined by our penis size.
Yeah, I guess not.
Ladies, okay?
Mm-hmm. This is a PSA for everybody out there. But yeah, that was the last nugget. Now, getting to the meat and potatoes of the show. Going in for the last little bit here. On the Just Because podcast, our sister podcast on the Nook Shots Network, Bagaroni and Spoons Magoons got into a little bit of a conversation about fast food. Great, innocent, good. They're allowed to do that, right?
It's never innocent.
They're talking about their favorite fast food, and I thought it'd be fun to talk about our favorite fast food. But first, they mentioned Five Guys as a fast food.
What?
Isn't that okay? First of all, a little aside, I used to watch Home Improvement.
Yeah,
I don't recall Tim Allen doing the.
No, he doesn't do it. It's like in between, or it's like in the opening.
I don't remember it at
all. Like in between. You don't remember it in like the opening. It's like this weird. Yeah. Like, it's the opening. I think it's the theme song.
Yeah, I mean, it very well could be. I just don't remember it. All I know is people making fun of it. But anyway. So they think now.
Or something like that. I don't know.
I could be jumping to conclusions and thinking that our dear fellow members of the Nookshots Network, Bags and Spoons, do not know the term fast casual, which a fast casual restaurant is typically like your
is your casual,
you're casual but you're fast.
Fast food.
So like your Chipotle's, your Five Guys, your Moe's. Your Qdoba's, these are all the burrito places. Your Smashburgers, your Shake Shacks. Yes, you're getting the food fast, but it's casual, you know. I took a little of offense for them calling Five Guys a fast food, because I don't think it's very fair to the true fast food, and I think the true fast food is any food you can get through a drive-thru. Now, that being said, Panera Bread is traditionally fast casual, but they started introducing drive-thrus, so they're kind of a hybrid at this point. But
they have started introducing drive-thrus. That's true. Especially in Florida.
It's honestly, I can't imagine wanting to get Panera through a drive-thru.
I've done it.
I mean, like, yeah, I'm sure it's fine, but it's
Panera.
Like,
but yeah. The menu's not as, you know. I don't know. The menu I got wasn't the full menu.
Yeah, but
and they didn't have anything. I was very disappointed, actually.
So I just want to throw that out to the Just Because podcast and see what they think about the term fast casual, and if they still want to call Five Guys and Chipotle and you know, those fast food. But what are your favorite fast foods?
My favorite.
How would you rank them? How would you rank
Taco Bell? Taco Bell is one of my favorites. I now, love
a, that. Didn't a good make bags or spoons like even.
I mean, I think they. That's a. That's mentioned okay. It doesn't have to.
But Taco Bell is, as they say, supreme.
It's my. I like. As far as White Castle will probably be up there.
Oh yeah, White Castle's.
White Castle, Taco Bell.
Now, if you just want like a burger.
If I just want a burger,
mm-hmm.
I think Wendy's probably has the best burger.
For sure, for sure.
That's my personal opinion. I like Whoppers sometimes. I can be in the mood for a specific burger, but I think Wendy's has the most consistent burger. And I just like the Baconator is like an easy go-to.
Yeah, Baconator's classic, classic, classic.
But, I mean, KFC... I do like because of their biscuits and they have the little snack bowl where it's like cheese, corn, little
mashed
chicken.
Potatoes. Oh,
yeah.
What's your favorite nugs?
Favorite nugs? Okay, so I'll say this: it used to be Burger King by far.
Yep.
Burger King had this one recipe for a short period of time where they were. The spices, whatever they, when they were shaped like little crowns and shit, I remember they were the best chicken nuggets and they had the best sweet and sour sauce. But right now, probably McDonald's, but you can only eat like, you have to eat not enough where you feel sick and you have to eat like five or to a point where you're like, I want more. Because where you're like, they tasted good, but I don't hate myself and hate them. Because you can eat nuggets and it's like, oh, God, fuck.
Okay.
McDonald's nuggets have made me feel like crap, but I do love the taste.
Yeah. I mean, I used to work at McDonald's, and those were number one things we would steal to eat. They're good. And I tried the spicy nuggets that they just came out with, and I'm going to be honest, when places like that say things are spicy, they're typically not. So it was just a little bit of, it was like kind of had a little bit of a kick, but whatever.
They squirted sriracha in the flour.
Yeah. And okay, well, so bags and spoons were talking, they were talking up Chick-fil-A big time.
Okay. Everyone has this, listen, I don't dislike Chick-fil-A. It's just, when I go to Chick-fil-A, I'm like, there's not that many options. It's just like, I want either the chicken nuggets. Like, their chicken sandwich isn't like, whoa. But I like their chicken, just the little chicken nuggets and their chicken tenders. Like, I do like them. They're quality.
Yeah.
Like, but I'm not blown away by Chick-fil-A. But Chick-fil-A, I will say, hits the spot a lot. Like, there have been times where I'm just like, I could just go for, like, chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want, and Chick-fil-A is always near, and it's never bad. Like, Chick-fil-A is never bad. But it's never been like, this is stupid. Chick-fil-A doesn't have like cool new things. Like, the KFC had the thing where
the chicken was the buns.
Was the buns and the double down. That's what it was called. And I burned the shit out of my mouth, but it was delicious. Like Chick-fil-A doesn't really do anything. Like, they're, I will say, their waffle fries are out of this world. I love their waffle fries. And their sauces, they're on point with their sauces, which I think makes the chicken better, because you're just like, I just want to dip stuff in this.
Mm-hmm.
And then the waffle fries are – but so I won't talk down on – even though I may have at the beginning, but I'm not overly zealous on Chick-fil-A. I'll say it is a quality standard for fast food, but it's not – it's nowhere near my favorite.
I'm going to, you know, come out the gates on my opinion on Chick-fil-A. I don't think it's bad. However, I had one in like the next building over in my freshman year dorm. and I had it a lot in that year. And I could go forever never having it again. Because when you, so when you have it a lot, so like fast food's great because it's so consistent, right? Like that's the whole point of it. That's why McDonald's took off. It's like consistent. You know what to expect. You get a Big Mac in Topeka, Kansas is going to be the same as the Big Mac you get in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's great. Now, when you have, there's still always going to be bad ones. And when you have it one thing so much, you're bound to get the bad end of the limited variants at some point.
Yeah, you know? Like Hong Kong Sunnies. There were things I couldn't eat because I got sick on.
Yeah.
But Hong Kong Sunnies made the best Chinese food ever. But because I ate it so much, eventually I was bound to get sick on eating something.
Yeah. And so I could go forever never eating Chick-fil-A again. I do appreciate its importance in the videos Unforgivable on YouTube, from like ancient YouTube, which I rewatched recently, are still fucking hilarious.
Waffle fries
for free. I said, bitch. You know, also their stance on gay marriage and stuff like that isn't exactly savory. And they're closed on Sundays. And then also whenever I drive by one, it's like there's a huge line. It's like,
okay, I will say this, and this is my biggest problem with the DMV. They have a huge ass line, but they get that shit dealt with quick because you got five kids on fucking iPads.
Oh, you're talking about Chick-fil-A.
Running around saying my pleasure and just getting orders. Like, they deal with the line pretty quickly at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. But like, you know, it's like if, you know, fast food isn't really, I mean, good for you. So like, you know, if I really want it, I need it to be really quick and fast and easy.
How about the like the ones you don't go to? Like I don't know. I've been to Arby's, I think, once.
Yeah, I've been to Arby's, yeah, once or twice in my life. I mean,
I've been to Del. How about, have you ever been to a Del Taco?
No, it's, I don't think it's in this area.
Del Taco's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've never been to Jack in the Box, right?
No, I've never been to any of those. I like Sonic.
Sonic has a great menu because you're like, holy shit, wait, what else is on here?
Yeah, it's like the diner of fast food places.
Yeah, 100%. I would agree.
You're like, oh, they have flounder here?
No, like literally, their menu, you just look at it and you're like, when did, oh crap, they got a Reuben with like garlic, Texas toast. Oh, you can get that on Texas toast? Cool. Yeah, I'll get the Reuben on Texas toast. Like literally, it's, you go there and you find new things and then you get the, all of their drinks have that ice, which pretty much makes it a slushy.
Mm-hmm.
So Sonic is, but the problem with Sonic, I feel like Sonic is a hybrid between fast food, fast casual.
Yeah, and because, also like
because of their little like pulling things, because you can get served at
like, yeah, someone true.
They roller skates out. Yeah. And he's like, "How you doing?"
Yeah, I mean that's probably it for like the fringe fast food places.
What about what was that one chicken place that? Oh, I saw that chicken place.
Slim Chickens.
Yeah, but fucking what was that one stupid place that went before that?
Chicken Addiction.
Red Robin.
Oh no, it was Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers,
which is like, that should just be in malls, honestly. Like, just leave it in malls, just like Nathan's, you know, Long John Silver's.
Whatever. I like Nathan's.
Hot dogs. So do I.
But the thing is, there's other hot dogs that taste exactly like Nathan's. Mm-hmm. Like any beef hot dog tastes like Nathan's, and like I like a beef hot dog, but it's just, yeah, I don't think you need a, like you said, I don't think, I like them, but I don't think you need an establishment.
Yeah.
Because they have other things. They have like crinkle fries. Like that's their other thing.
What's your favorite fries? I totally forgot. Like we went burgers, nugs, fries.
my favorite fry, like, I like those crinkle fries when they're really crispy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are great from Nathan's. But I think the ones I crave the most are Chick-fil-A's. I love the waffle fries.
Those are good.
I love because also you can just get so much sauce, like a dipping sauce on them. Yeah. So you're just like, oh, I'm just going to saturate this giant little waffle cone. But them, and then Burger King fell off the charts because I used to love Burger King. They had great fries, and then they did something. I'd probably say McDonald's a second.
I like Wendy's.
You like Wendy's?
I think because Wendy's got that kind of like semi-cut, like fresh cut, like taste. Because my problem with the McDonald's
Wendy's get too floppy too quick. Like, yeah. Wendy's, you just like looking 1 second they're like, "Ooh, these are nice fresh," and then you're like, "Oh, floppy."
I think my problem with McDonald's is, and it is because they don't. Well, yeah, but like they also like. They get so saturated with the oil because they don't really have a skin that like as soon as the temper drops off, they're disgusting.
Yeah, you know? They get real hard.
Mm-hmm. So
I have to correct myself.
Okay.
Nacho fries from Taco Bell.
They're pretty good, honestly.
They're fantastic.
Taco Bell's is the best, isn't it?
But, I mean, so Taco Bell is the best because, like I said, they always. It's just like, hey, we were trying something new. We're sticking a taco in a fucking chalupa inside a pizza. Yep, we call it the chalupa. Fucking try it. It's $5. Like, we have a box. Baja Blast.
What if we made our taco shell a Dorito? Everybody's like, yeah, let's do it. Like, that sounds great. That's exactly what they want to do.
Dude, the nacho, it was called the Rattlesnake Burrito. It was phenomenal.
It had
nacho fries in it and came with steak and jalapeno sauce. It was delicious. It was so good. And the problem is I hate it because they have something I like and it's around for like 3 weeks maybe. They cycle out of their shit so quick at Taco Bell.
True. Yeah, they got rid of a lot of the potato stuff recently and everybody was pissed off. I got a little bit of a French fry, fast food French fry. Like, I guess the word would be confession.
Okay.
I love, no matter what shape they're in, whether they're like still crispy and hot or just floppy and gross, I love the White Castle fry. They're so bad, but I don't know what it is, man.
White Castle fries?
They're so bad. They're so I
don't even remember them. They come in the sack, don't you?
And they're crinkle cut, and they can be really crispy and good, but then they also get super floppy.
Yes, they can be delicious, but they can also be disgusting.
But like, even when they're disgusting, they're not bad. I don't know what it
is. I like crinkle cut fries. Like, that's probably... I will say this. Within the past month, I've eaten at Giuseppe's, and they have crinkle cut, and they have been cooked to perfection. It's just all of them crunch, perfect, like perfect crunch, and with a nice like honey mustard. Honestly, sometimes French fries are like the best little, just a little snack or a little meal of just crinkle cut French fries. So I get it. But I can't do floppy. Like, once they get floppy, I'm just like,
yeah. I think we all can agree, and even Stanley probably agrees, is the best fries you can have are curly fries at 9:30 a.m. while blasting M&M in a residential neighborhood. But
I would agree.
It's going to take us to the rec room. What do you got to recommend for us this week?
I didn't really have anything to recommend. That was my one job.
Oh man, two weeks, man.
Yeah, what did I didn't recommend anything last week.
Well, no, we didn't do one because I went away.
I mean, I could think of some. I've been watching The Boys. The Boys is awesome.
Oh yeah, you like The Boys? I want to start it.
But I already, you'll like it. The Boys, it's You'll like it because what's his name? The Carl Urban.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I love him. He's awesome. Yeah,
he's the best. he's funny. But you say something and I'll try and think of
I have one and a half, but like my main one is the album, new album by Dawes, one of my favorite bands, been so for a very long time. They put out a new album called Good Luck With Whatever this past Friday. I mean, they've been consistent since they've been putting out music. This one's no exception. It's got a bunch of bangers, got a nice 80s feel to it. And then you got like some slower tracks like St. Augustine at Night, which still kind of, you know, shows how great of a storyteller Taylor Goldsmith, the lead singer, can be. And it's great. I mean, it's like 9 songs, 40 minutes. All 40 minutes are worth it. And I definitely recommend popping that one on and jamming out a little bit. And then we started Schitt's Creek.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hilarious. I mean, I love it. I mean,
yes, Schitt's Creek's great.
People say the first couple of episodes you gotta get through, but I don't know. I didn't have any trouble with it, and you know, I obviously love Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara from like their days of, you know, doing. I mean, obviously a whole bunch of stuff, but together they did a lot of the Christopher Guest films, like
Best in Show.
Best in Show. Waiting for Guffman and stuff like that. And yeah, Schitt's Creek's hilarious. And, you know, I mean, I think they're in their 5th and last season, 6th season or whatever. They just put it out on Netflix. So hopefully you're going to binge through the rest of the seasons and get there. But
I got to watch that one. That'll be the next show.
Yeah, it's good. And like, honestly, Dan Levy, Eugene Levy's son, who he created it with, he's excellent. And I mean, it's like
David.
Yeah, they've had, but yeah.
That's what Tori does, because Tori started watching. She just goes, David. Yeah, it's a funny show. All right, so I don't really know if this is. I just thought it was funny. So there's this app called Mischief. It sends you these random drops. Mr. Beast did one, and the random drop. It's called White Whale today. And what the drop is it has 5 numbers missing out of a phone number. And it just says, find us, text us. So there's no clues other than that. And people have just been texting people because it prompts you, type in a number into like the code, and then it prompts a text message open and just sends Mischief, MSCHF, to people. And people have been, because I've just been following it on Twitter and stuff, and people are like, please stop texting me. Like, I'm not like, and then some people kept getting texts, so they just decided to say, you won, you did it. Like, people were fucking with that. And then one person like wrote on Twitter because they're like, a white whale like in is an obsession that you never like will get, you never overcome. And someone's like, yeah, this was just this Mischief app doing genius marketing. There's no number. It's just everyone texting random number, their company's name to random people. Like, people were getting, cause I texted a couple of like, I tried to do Moby Dick related like numbers or like names and shout out a few, but no luck, because I sometimes you get money, like, yeah. the one app was like $20,000 if you kept your finger on the app. There was a card v card game where if you got picked, you get sent a credit card that's linked to 1,000 other credit cards, and it's uploaded with money, and everyone tries to spend it. That's the game. They upload this card that's all connected to one bank account, and you try and spend it as quickly as possible.
Oh, that's awesome.
But you can't do over, because it's like it's run by a bunch, probably like a bunch of millionaires and stuff.
Yeah.
The guy, like they get funded and do marketing campaigns like this with like they partner with like he partnered with Mr. Beast, and so But it's called Mischief. It's pretty weird, but I thought the one today was pretty interesting. I'm watching like Twitter and people just complaining and being like, stop texting me. People keep, this is like the 40th person to text me because they have a number that's like close to like whatever everyone would start at. Like 111, you know, like 111, like fill it, like the first number. It's like some guy, people were like texting, like, stop using the 917s. We've used all of them. People are getting mad in the New York area.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's the internet for you, but
yeah. I mean, we gotta find some way to, you know, entertain ourselves these days, but I think we had a pretty good ep, bro. I think that's gonna do it for this week's episode. I've been Tommy Johns. You can find me twitter.com/TommyJohns. You can find me patreon.com/TommyJohns, nookshots.com, and you can find Dan talking to some poor old lady outside walking his dog.
You can find me there. At all of my social medias.
Yeah. And goodbye, folks.
Just spill your beans.